1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good afternoon. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Police in Montrose are looking for a person who shot and injured a man early this morning on Main Street near the Spin and Win. Police Chief Blaine Hall tells the Montrose Press the injured man was in a Volkswagen Jetta and got into an argument with a man who approached the car and fired into the door. The victim got out of the Jetta and it drove away. They're looking for the Jetta and the shooter. A new sentence for a 41-year-old man sentenced to life in prison for the 1992 killing of State Trooper Lyle Wallers. Marcus Fernandez was 15 when Wallers was shot and killed after a traffic stop on I-70 at Georgetown. The new 46-year sentence comes after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that juveniles cannot be sentenced without the possibility of parole. Fernandez will remain in prison for 10 more years with an additional 10 years probation. Big marijuana grow house raids on the Front Range today. State and federal agents targeting black market grows at homes in Aurora, Centennial, and Castle Rock. The Denver Post says today's raids come on the heels of three similar drug busts around the Metro Denver area over the past 10 months. Montrose County Sheriff Gene Lillard wants $300,000 to buy new equipment and a more capable patrol fleet. He's asking county commissioners for supplemental funding from the Public Safety Sales Tax Fund. According to the Montrose Press, Lillard says that many of the department's firearms and tasers are old and need to be replaced. Some parts of Colorado have received more than 2 feet of snow in the latest spring storm. That's leading to predictions of a good rafting season that could last through August. Outfitters tell KOA Radio the snow has delayed runoff, so rivers won't show their best rafting conditions until tourist season reaches its peak later this summer. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.